Our scripture for this evening is from Hebrews chapter 12, verses 7 through 11. Endure hardship as discipline. God is treating you as his children, for what children are not disciplined by their father? If you are not disciplined, and everyone undergoes discipline, then you are not legitimate, not true sons and daughters at all. Moreover, we have all had human fathers who disciplined us, and we respected them for it. How much more should we submit to the Father of spirits and live? They disciplined us for a little while as they thought best, but God disciplines us for our good, in order that we may share in his holiness. No discipline seems pleasant at the time, but painful. Later on, however, it produces a harvest of righteousness and peace for those who have been trained by it. We've had some really awful weather lately, especially about this time last week and over the weekend. I don't know about you, but I don't mind snow. I kind of like snow, in fact, but what I can't stand is that cold, sloppy weather where it's raining and the snow's mixing in, and it's those great big raindrops that when they hit you, they give you a concussion, and the snow comes in sideways, what little snow there is as it struggles to overcome the rain, but it can't. And the rain wins, and it's just miserable. But I know that that dismal, dreary weather will give way to the sun eventually. So I bundle up and I hunch down in my coat and pull myself in like a turtle and I just keep on moving through it. Similarly, I don't necessarily mind dealing with tough situations. Obviously, I'd rather not. Who would? But I'm a realist. I know that life can't always be sunshine and roses. I fully expect that there will be bumps in the road and clouds that block the sun. I've experienced it before, and I'm experiencing it now. And I'm sure that in time I will have more such experiences in the future. And I understand that without adversity, we would not have a proper appreciation for the good times. I'd even go so far as to say that adversity can actually be a blessing. Adversity may be a form of discipline, but more importantly, it teaches us discipline. The poet Robert Browning wrote, "I walked a mile with pleasure. She chattered all the way, but left me none the wiser for all she had to say. I walked a mile with sorrow, and ne'er a word she said. But oh, the things I learned from her when sorrow walked with me." Unfortunately, most of us do tend to learn more and grow more as individuals when we face adversity. Is it possible that adversity is necessary? That adversity is an inescapable part of life, and it comes to us in many ways. In November of 2004, I was in Orlando, Florida on a business trip. And one night while I was there, my cell phone rang, and it was kind of late. And it was my brother Jim calling to tell me that the family had been trying to track me down because earlier that day my father had been diagnosed with lung cancer. They had given him a few months to live, maybe a year if they gave him some treatment. That may have been the hardest moment of my life. Even harder than November 18th, 2005, 1 year later, when my father finally died. On July 14th, 2011, last summer, I had a teleconference scheduled with my boss and the new vice president of our department. I fully expected that they were calling to address my compensation. I had been asking them to take a look at what I was earning, and I thought, finally, they're going to increase my base salary and put me on a bonus plan and take me off of this low salary with commission. It had been talked about, and I thought, finally, at last, they're going to do this. But much to my shock, they called to lay me off. Both of these experiences were learning experiences for me. Reinforcements of things that I had known for a very long time, but perhaps things that require constant reminders. I learned a great deal on the night I learned of my father's illness and in the ensuing year. Everything I learned was a positive lesson, despite the difficulty of the circumstances. In the 6 months plus that I have been unemployed, I've learned that others want to do something to help, but often they don't really know what to do. I've learned that I should accept the love of others in whatever form it may come, and I've learned that I'm the same way. That I'm touched and overwhelmed by their displays of concern and affection, and that I should receive them graciously. I've learned how incredibly blessed I am in ways that no income or any amount of money could ever buy. I've learned that the love that lights my life also lightens my load. From these and other similar circumstances, I've learned about myself and my faith. While my father was ill, I learned new things about my father and my mother and their relationship. I've learned new things about my wife and my kids through the past 6 months or so. I've learned things about my friends and my extended family. I've learned that others have traveled the same road before me and they are eager to support me. I've learned that others have no idea, some of them, they have no idea what I'm experiencing and what my family is experiencing right now, but they know that someday they will lose a parent. They know that there is a possibility that someday they could lose a job. They can imagine what that would feel like, and they sympathize. Even if we haven't had a specific experience personally, or even if we have, there are things that we can learn as we watch others that we care about, go through adversity. Lessons we can take to heart and apply in our own lives the next time that we face adversity ourselves. Each of us can teach others by how we cope with adverse circumstances. As I search the Bible to see what God has to say about adversity, what he wants to tell us about it, about hardships and trials, about grief and fear, illness and aging, I discovered over and over again the reminder that everything is temporary. Life itself is temporary, but nothing is without purpose. We may not always grasp the purpose, but we can certainly always grow as people and as children of God by traveling through our trials with hope and, would you believe, gratitude. Additionally, we must not miss the opportunity for personal growth by failing to travel through our hardships with others. And I mean that in two ways. First, we don't need to endure any hardship on our own. Second, we should not allow anyone else to endure a hardship on their own. Neither situation is God's intention. The Apostle Paul teaches us in 1 Thessalonians to give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Several weeks ago, I was talking to a friend of mine that I've known for a lot of years and sort of been out of touch with. And he's experiencing some incredible hardships with health issues for himself and his wife, financial issues, troubles with the kids. Life is really hard. And it made me realize that I was actually grateful for my own little set of problems. It was a reminder to count my blessings, for even in the toughest times, I do have blessings in abundance. As we pass through adversity, let's remember that we can find solace and comfort in the nurturing kindness of others. And we can be a beacon of hope to someone else through our love, our compassion, sympathy, understanding, and presence. Just knowing that you are loved and valued helps you to know that you can and you will prevail even through the bleakest of circumstances. One of my most favorite Christmas carols is In the Bleak Midwinter. The lyricist paints a desolate picture of winter. In the bleak midwinter, frosty wind made moan. Earth stood hard as iron, water like a stone. Snow had fallen, snow on snow, snow on snow, in the bleak midwinter, long ago. Then, we're reminded of what the winter brought, the birth of Christ. The last verse of the song teaches a subtle and important lesson and ushers in a change of seasons. What can I give him, poor as I am? If I were a shepherd, I would bring a lamb. If I were a wise man, I would do my part. Yet what I can, I give him, give my heart. Notice how the focus shifts from the icy cold of winter to the warm gesture of giving. And more importantly, notice what is ultimately given, my heart. But most important of all, and what always jumps out at me, is that the song ends, give my heart, not give him my heart, because we're talking about giving gifts to Jesus. But it says, give my heart, not give him my heart. And I think that's an important distinction, and that it was intentional. In fact, I could even argue that the song might flow a little better lyrically if it went, yet what I can I give him my heart. And of course, Jesus wants us to give our heart to him, but Jesus wants us to give our heart to him by giving our heart to others. So to honor Jesus, we give our hearts, we give of ourselves, and we give in his name. For me, this reinforces that concept of the Word made flesh in us. Jesus isn't here in the flesh, but we are. The heart is a symbol of warmth, love, compassion, and emotional knowledge. We think with our hearts when we act in a Christian way, when we act with Christian charity. In 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 6 through 10, we read, "For God, who said, 'Let light shine out of darkness,' made his light shine in our hearts to give us the light of the knowledge of God's glory displayed in the face of Christ. But we have this treasure in jars of clay to show that this all-surpassing power is from God and not from us. We are hard-pressed on every side, but not crushed, perplexed, but not in despair, persecuted, but not abandoned, struck down, but not destroyed. We always carry around in our body the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be revealed in our body." When we face adversity, let's remember that the sun is always shining somewhere, even in our own lives, in the worst of circumstances. There is always something to be grateful for, always an opportunity for new growth, and often a unique lesson to be learned, even in the most trying of circumstances. The passing of time often brings us a fresh perspective on our experiences, and sometimes we discover that the things we treasure most about our lives would never have resulted if it were not for the adversity that preceded them. Amen.